I truly believe that perspective is a key to resilience and well-being. It is a skill, it can be trained, and a small shift in interpreting the world can lead to a huge shift in your experience.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
What is your perspective? That's a question that is being asked a lot in discussions, and it should be asked a lot in discussions because it's so important to think about perspective and what our perspective is versus the perspective of others. But let's look into why I think it's important. Perspective is the second principle of neuropositive. Remember, we talked about presence being the first one, then perspective, and the next ones being progress and purpose. Now, why do I believe that perspective matters? Perspective is how we see the world. Because every one of us, when we do not reflect on it, we think we see the world as it is. But the more you look into how people perceive the world and how we perceive the situations that we're dealing with, the more you will understand that it's all about perspective. It's all about how we interpret things, how we interpret situations, how we interpret a challenge. Is it something that we're struggling with, or is it something that we're enjoying because we can grow with it? And also people's action. Depending on my own mood, on my own feeling, I will have a different perspective on what's happening around me. And there is one small shift in perspective that can make your life so much easier. And that is the shift of seeing everything as happening to you versus seeing everything happening for you. I know I have said that before because I truly believe this is the most important shift that you can manage in your life, because it makes all the difference between feeling stuck and feeling sad, maybe even getting angry, and feeling empowered because you're looking for, if you're not seeing yet, you're at least looking for opportunities and solutions. So yes, it is important to be able to take on different perspectives, to listen to others, to understand their perspectives of the situation. Now, what is the definition of perspective? Perspective, per definition, is the lens through which we see and interpret the world. So that's our lens. We are the only ones who have this unique perspective. It's ours, no one else. We don't even know, if we think about it, we don't even know that my color red that I am seeing is the same color as you are seeing it. We don't know. We can never find out. And it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just a matter of different perspectives. So everything that we think is reality, it's based on our experience. It's based on beliefs. It's based on our emotions, the current status, the current emotion that we are in, and also cognitive biases. And oh dear, I can tell you a story about cognitive bias because that's something that happens to all of us as well. So cognitive bias meaning that if we think something is right, we are looking for evidence that confirms that. And I can share something that happened to me where I felt, okay, Christine, that's cognitive bias in action. I was listening to a course about myths in health and medicine. And I felt myself really enjoying it and saying, yeah, that's interesting. That is interesting. I can go with that. I can believe that. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And then I had a little voice in my head saying that if they will talk about, in that case, it was homeopathy, I won't believe it. And that was so interesting for me to perceive it because already before I listened to the facts, I made up this opinion that I will not believe it. And that really was an eye-opener for me. That was showing me how much the preconceived opinion that I have influences what I'm able to absorb. Now, perspective is not reality, as we just said. It's an interpretation of reality. It's how you interpret what's currently happening. Like if it's raining, I know a lot of people who would say, that's bad. So bad it's raining. I don't want to go outside. And there are others, like farmers, who say, finally it's raining. Now our plants will grow. Or if I'm stuck in traffic, one person, maybe one person being late, is completely angry, and the other person says, well, okay, now I have an opportunity to listen to this audiobook. That's so fascinating. So everything that happens to us, in essence, is neutral. And we then put it into perspective and we give it a meaning and we judge it, whether we feel it's bad or good for us. And we have this idiom that says it's a matter of perspective. Everything can be seen in vastly different ways. And it really helps if you are able to see things from a different perspective. And a different perspective can be a different perspective that I take. Like there is this story of three dwarfs looking at an elephant from different angles. And all of them were seeing completely different things because they were only seeing a small part of it. And it's the same thing with everything because we never know what's the bigger story. We never know the entire story. We don't have that capacity, let's be honest, to have a holistic view on everything. So whatever we're looking at is just our little piece of the world that we're looking at. And so if we're able to see things from a different perspective, our own, as I said, and then also other people's perspectives, because everyone, based, as we said, on their experience, beliefs, emotions, and their biases, have a different perspective from us. And it's so helpful again to be able to change that so that you can look at things from a different angle. And if you're able to change your perspective, then of course it enables you to make better decisions because then you can consider many more facets of what you're looking into. And it also helps you navigate uncertainty because you will see more options, more opportunities than just the one path that is maybe closing. And also, when you're working with others and when you're talking to others, you're living with other people, it's so much easier to build trust-based relationships because everyone loves it when another person is asking questions. And that's really it, to understand their perspective so that they, as we also say, can walk a bit in their shoes to understand what their world is all about. Now, that is why I feel this is so important. And that's why I definitely wanted to have that as one of my neuropositive principles. From a neuroscience perspective, there is a system in our brain that's called the reticular activating system, which acts as a filter. So it more or less filters out everything that our brain thinks is not important, and it puts a focus on what we think is important, what the brain thinks is important. And this has a pretty interesting impact because If you're looking for problems, if you're in a mood where you tend to see problems, you will see more problems because your brain will be looking for it and it will filter out the good thing. If you look for possibilities, on the other hand, your brain will actively search for it. It will search for solutions. It will put the focus on helping you find those solutions. Now, there is a person that has been mentioned a lot when talking about reframing, cognitive reframing, and reframing being seeing a situation in a different perspective. And that is Carol Dweck. Carol Dweck has researched on the fixed versus the growth mindset. And I'm not going into details here. She has a wonderful TED talk where she talks about how when you focus on what can I learn from a situation, then it makes you much more resilient. Assume that everything is happening for you, as we said before, and then there is always something in it for you to at least learn from it. Now, the other good thing about our brains is that it can change. And when in the past we thought that this possibility to change our thoughts, to change our perspective is reduced when we grow older, we now know that our brains are changeable. And the term there is neuroplasticity, and I'm sure you have heard that. So if I want to build a new habit, I can because my brain, my neurons, my brain cells will be rewired because new pathways will build in my brain. And the more we practice shifting experience, the easier it becomes because our brain will be trained to do it. When you have two people that get constructive feedback, let's say criticism, telling them that they should do something different to improve their performance. One person probably sees it as a criticism and failure, and the other person sees it as an opportunity to grow and improve. So when you think about it, which perspective is more promising? And it all depends, as I said before, on our experiences, on our beliefs, and more than you would think on how we feel in that moment. And even if we are hungry or sleepy in that moment, if we're tired, we see the world differently than if we're not. If we're hungry, we're having a different perspective than if we had just had a meal. It's really important to always be aware that the world as we experience it right now is our own reality. Now, let me give you some practical tools to shift perspective. First, there is something called reframing, and that is changing how we interpret the situation. The good thing about being a human is that we can assign meaning to what is happening and we can rewrite the meaning. So, when you experience a frustrating situation, let's say you have booked a train ticket and you come to the station, the train station, and there is a sign saying the train has 2 hours delay. There are two alternative perspectives for that. The first is to get really angry or really sad or mad or frustrated that now you have to wait at the station. And the second is to ask, well, if that happened and if it really happened for me, if I assume that the universe loves me, as Albert Einstein said, what could it be? What could the hidden opportunity be in this situation? The second tool is broadening your perspective. So expanding your flexibility. Make sure that you expose yourself to new experiences, to understand different viewpoints by traveling, by talking to others, by reading books, by having conversations. Not so much by going on social media, because social media does not help you expand your perspective. It narrows it down, because with this filter bubble that we're in, you will be served the same content again and again. So if you want to broaden your perspective, make sure that you are reading, for example, something that you have never read before, like any type of magazine, any type of scientific paper that is completely out of your usual comfort zone, just to make sure that you have an opportunity to get a new view. And there is a great question that you can ask yourself, and that is, what else could be true? Then, of course, you have NeuroGraphica if you're drawing like me, and you can use pen and paper. And on paper, it's so easy to change perspective. We could use different shapes that we then make bigger or smaller. We can use colors. We can even turn the page around. We can put the page on a larger one, and immediately we have a larger scale. So there is so much we can do when we're using visualizations, when we're using this wonderful technique of NeuroGraphica. And then, of course, we can also use those micro breaks that I have shared with you before. For example, if I'm sitting here now and I'm listening to a sound that is very far away from me, and then a sound that's very, very close or even inside my head, that trains my brain to be flexible and to mentally shift perspectives. And I mentally shift perspective. For example, I recently had a dentist appointment. And when I go there, what I do is, as soon as I sit down, I send my cognitive awareness into my toes, and there is nothing left for my mouth. So whatever they do, I don't care, because my whole focus is somewhere else. So that's how much you can train your brain on mentally shifting from one place to the other. And of course, if you include curiosity, and like me, you are a kind person and you feel that kindness is really important to you, then your perspective is strengthened. Because if you're curious and kind towards others, you assume positive intent. And that's, by the way, also wonderful. So instead of immediately reacting, pause and ask, well, what else could be true about what I've just heard? What else could be true about what I'm just seeing? And especially if you pause, you probably notice that you are getting emotional as well. And we're not really rational thinkers if we're emotional. So make sure to be able to take on a different perspective. You get yourself back in your thinking mind. By the way, doing some math is a proven way of doing that. And then put curiosity over judgment. Instead of getting frustrated, instead of saying that's bad, instead of saying that's good, say, okay, what might be going on for that person that I'm talking to? What could be their fears? What could be their anxiety? What could be their motivation? And how can I support them with that? Now, to pull it all together, I truly believe that perspective is a key to resilience and well-being. It is a skill, it can be trained, and a small shift in interpreting the world can lead to a huge shift in your experience. And to close off, I have one question for you. What is one challenge that you're currently facing and that could benefit from a new perspective? I can only invite you to pick one of the tools that we mentioned today and apply it this week. And please share your insights. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And we'll meet again next week when we'll talk about the third principle of neuropositive, which is progress. Have a wonderful week.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.